Hello and welcome to our podcast. I'm your host, Marvin Schmidt, and today I'm joined by my fellow classmate, Lawrence Morris. Say hi, Lawrence.
Hi, Marvin. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm fine too. Thanks.
Oh, that's great. So I'm going to start with an easy question. What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing a shirt from Jack and Jones.
And where did you buy it?
In Spain, last year, I think.
And do you also know where it came from?
I don't know, but let me just check real quick. It says it's from Bangladesh.
What a surprise, from Bangladesh.
Yeah.
That's cool. And yeah, how much did you pay for your shirt?
I think it cost like $20, euro, but I'm not sure.
That seems to be a great price. So we're gonna come back later to this. So that seems to be a great opportunity to talk about your shirt, where it must wait, and how it got to your house. So we're gonna start with the key ingredient of most of the shirts. It's probably cotton, or mostly cotton-based. And do you know where cotton is produced?
Well, I guess in the USA mostly, and also
in giant cotton fields in the middle of nowhere. Your ingredient of your shirt was produced, and there's an uprising trend that more and more workers are getting replaced by massive machines. And what's your opinion on this one?
Well, it's a difficult topic, because on the one hand, I think it's great that the machines, they can work on every time, like they don't have to sleep, and they are doing like better work sometimes.
Let's be honest, most of the time they're good, doing better work.
Yeah. So for me it is great, because the machines they don't have to be paid, and so the t-shirts are getting cheaper, which is great for me, but also for the people that lose their job, which are replaced by the machines. They obviously can't afford anything anymore, and they're getting poor, and that's obviously really bad.
I completely agree with you here. So we really need to take care about the workers, and we should think what we will do with them. And do you also think that they should get like support from the government?
Yeah, I think they should get support from the government, like Hartz IV in Germany is. Yeah.
Like also that it's easier for them to find a job than now, because most of the people are working on cotton fields are immigrants from other countries, and they are like, it's really hard for them to find any other job than on a cotton field.
Yeah, that's right.
I think we talked enough about this topic, and we will go to the next, to the production of your shirt. And after the cotton was put off his field, it's getting shipped from all around the globe to Bangladesh from the US, and there it's getting processed in your shirt. It's getting dyed, and
yeah, the dye, I think that's one big problem in these factories, because the dye always mostly is really unhealthy. Most of the time these dyes are toxic, which is the reason that for the work conditions that they are so bad. And also the problem is that they have, like, these workers in Bangladesh work for such a low price, such a low payment.
I'm really surprised, Lawrence. You're really prepared for this podcast. So yeah, they're getting paid like $1 per day, which is obviously not that much compared to Europe. And the funny thing is that many women's shirts are getting shipped to Mexico, because I actually don't know that.
So yeah, I don't understand that too. Like, these aren't like different shirts, like they're just the same cotton, but I don't know why they're producing.
When it comes to production of the shirt, most of these factories in Bangladesh are pretty big shitholes. The work conditions there are so bad. And did you hear about this accident in, I don't actually know, a couple of years ago?
Yeah, you actually hear quite frequently about accidents like that, where like these factories explode or just or these something else is
just going wrong in these factories.
And then also the nature gets pretty damaged by this.
Like, there's so much environmental pollution there that's so bad. Yeah, and nobody really cares about these people there. Also, the people who are buying these shirts, they actually most of the time don't care about the people there, because that's like a third world country or something. Yeah, that's obviously pretty bad, because we're all humans. It doesn't matter where we live, like what our skin color is. Do you agree with that?
Yeah,
of course, yes.
Of course.
Because if you're not, I'm gonna smash you right here. So, and then this product's getting shipped from Bangladesh to our local clothing shops, and it's really weird that this whole production cycle, like also the shipping, the production and the cotton, is really not that expensive, and compared to the prices in our stores, that's a really big difference. Like, these brands are putting a big bonus on the production costs of the shirt, that they get a lot of money through the shirt, and like these people who are working for the shirt are actually, they're not getting paid like anything compared to the price in the store.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah, like the t-shirt I paid like 20 bucks, and at the end the people who produced it, they don't see like anything of it. So the t-shirt, the production of the t-shirt only costs like a few dollars, and I pay that
and
much.
Yeah,
that's
so your
fair.
Shirt is really not that fair. You should put it off right now. So could you think about buying a shirt from a local brand, or what's your problem with that?
It's no problem for me, but there are just not enough local stores here, like local brand stores. So, and it's also just easier for me to buy these popular brands in great or big shopping malls.
So they're also like much cheaper than our local brands.
Yeah.
So I have to admit, I'm also wearing a cheaper shirt because it's cheaper. I'm a student. I don't have that much money to buy an expensive shirt. I'm not like this Gucci boy or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, at the end, we need to come to a conclusion. So do you think that it's good right now how this whole economy works?
I don't think it's good, but I don't think either that we can like change really big.
We can change it like with a snap or something.
Yeah, like Thanos. I think there's like a problem in the whole world economy, and not just that we buy these brands.
So it takes a lot more than just shutting these brands off. So I think it's a good step to focus more on local brands and support them much more, and that like our local brands getting more and more support by our people and more attention, that more people buy them. And we also should talk to the big brands and do like protests or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we talked about anything. So thank you, Lawrence, that you were on the show. So do you want to say any last words?
Yeah, thanks for the invitation, and see you next time.
See you next time from our nice podcast. I'm your host, Marvin Schmidt. Have a nice day.